when you remained in Jerusalem, just as Jesus had told them to. Millions there in Jerusalem, oh, but only a faithful few. In the room at the top of the stairs, sweetly singing and constant in prayer. Then the Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind, being all who were present there. In the room at the top of the stairs, Lord, send in the fire, the Pentecostal fire. Comfort, Lord, the sinners. Let the world be amazed. Send down the power, the Pentecostal power. Comfort, Lord, the sinners. And let the name of Jesus be praised. Gather there in Jerusalem. There were people from every land, speaking so many languages. How did they ever understand everything the disciples would say about Jesus, the truth and the way? But the people all heard and understood every word, for the Spirit of God was there. And in the room at the top of the stairs, Lord, send down the fire, the Pentecostal fire. Comfort, Lord, the sinners. Let the world be amazed. Send down the power, the Pentecostal power. Comfort, Lord, the sinners, and let the name of Jesus be praised. Peter stood and reminded them that Jesus came and had died for them, and he had the power for saving them. Oh yes, he rose from the grave for them, and all the people just stood there amazed. Peter, what must we do to be saved? And by the end of the day, 3,000 precious souls were saved, all because of the fervent prayer. In the room at the top of the stairs, Lord, send down the fire, the Pentecostal fire. Comfort, Lord, the sinners. Let the world be amazed. Send down the power, the Pentecostal power. Comfort, Lord, the sinners. And let the name of Jesus be praised. Let the name of Jesus be praised. The name of Jesus be praised.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I am blessed to be with you this evening. Father in heaven, speak to our hearts through your word,
amen,
by your Spirit, And then once we have heard and listened, cover us with your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. In Matthew, the 25th chapter, I'm sure you're familiar, where the Lord says that when he comes, he will set the sheep on his right hand, the goats on the left, and the king will say to those on the right hand, come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer, saying, Lord, when did we do all this? When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, naked, and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. I found it very interesting. First, Father, once again, speak to our hearts. Grant us a fresh revelation of Jesus Christ by means of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. I find it interesting that in the wonderful book, Desire of Ages, page 637 and on, it says that Christ represented the decision of the great judgment day as turning upon one point. Of course, it's important that we know all about the 2300 days, that we know about the 70 weeks, that we can compute and calculate the 1260 days prophecies. Of course, it's important that we understand the great prophecies that pertain to our day, but the decision of the great judgment hour, the great judgment day, in which this hour in which we live, the hour of his judgment has come, it says he, Christ, represented its decision as turning upon one point. When the nations are gathered before him, there'll only be two classes. Their eternal destiny, our eternal destiny, will be determined by what we have done or have neglected to do for him in the person of the poor and the suffering. Now, I encourage you to read Desire of Ages, because it goes on to say in that wonderful chapter that Christ commends in the judgment those whom he commends may have known little of theology, the state of the dead, the Ten Commandments. Through the influence of the Divine Spirit, however, they have been a blessing to those about them. Even among the heathen are those who have cherished the spirit of kindness. Among the heathen are those who worship God. They worship God ignorantly. Those to whom the light is never brought by human instrumentality, yet they will not perish. Ignorant of the written law of God, they have heard his voice speaking to them in nature and have done the things that the law required. Their works are evidence that the Holy Spirit has touched their hearts and they are recognized as children of God. The fallen, here's Desire of Ages again, the fallen, the erring, and the sinful, Christ's love embraces. And every deed of kindness is done, every deed of kindness done to uplift a fallen soul, every act of mercy is accepted as done to him. No wonder Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples." Not that you can calculate, compute the 2300 days, or you understand about the state of the dead. You know the truth about this divine hour. You know the three angels' messages, the Ten Commandments. No, he said, by this, that you have loved one to another, and that love is expressed turning upon this one point, our relationship to him, what we have done for him, and what we can do for him is reflected in what we do for the least of his brethren, the least. During Christmas 1989, a lady, Carol Porter, saw a group of children searching for food in a McDonald's trash can. That reminds me of a time that I pastored in Richmond, California, and I discovered in my area, in that city, one area of Richmond, where was born the Black Panthers. Huey Newton came from that area, and there were others, Eldridge Cleaver, who became militants for against racism. But in that little city, in one area, there were, I discovered, five children who had never had a pair of shoes. Well, we did something about it. We did what we could to correct that situation. But here, Carol Porter saw a group of children searching for food in a McDonald's trash can. First, it broke her heart. Then it moved her to think about it. She says, "I saw a third world condition a stone's throw from where I live in North America." So instead of asking, "Why doesn't somebody do something?" she asked herself, the Holy Spirit put it in her mind, "Why don't I?" So she acted. She founded Kid Care Incorporated, a nonprofit group of volunteers who deliver thousands of free meals to needy families. Every meal is prepared in her tiny Houston home. You should see it. She has extra stoves and refrigerators installed in what used to be her living room and den. Now watch this. She receives no public funding. Most of her $500,000 budget comes from donations. Carol says, people ask, "What's in it for me? What's in it for you?" I tell them, the look on the faces of those children. We give them more than food. We give them hope and dignity. We tell them they're worth loving. And when they start believing that, they have a future. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Now, I want to connect this to something, to this final judgment this decision will be based on this one point, and inasmuch, not on whether you know and understand and you can calculate and compute, whether you know all the doctrines and the teachings, if you not on whether you if you had faith that you can move mountains, if you had faith and if you had gifts where you could speak in the greatest tongues. No. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one to another. But not just any kind of love, this kind of love that will visit me in the least of my disciples, that will clothe me and will feed me and will take me in when I have no place to go. Well, notice, here's what I want to connect this to. In the wonderful book, Testimonies to Ministers, it says, the Lord will work in the last work in a manner very much out of the common order of things, in a way that will be contrary to any human planning. God will use ways and means by which it will be seen that he is taking the reins in his own hands. Listen carefully. The workers will be surprised by the simple means that he will use to bring about and perfect his work of righteousness. I'm wondering, since the judgment is going to turn on this one, the decision is going to turn on this one point, I'm wondering whether these are some of the simple means that God will use, prompt us to do. Not so much, and not discounting the teaching of truth and the preaching of the gospel. I dare not discount that. But the reaching of hearts through deeds of kindness. I'm asking that God will open my eyes and my heart, that I will see the needs of people. Needs like Carol Porter, when she saw children eating food out of a McDonald's trash can. Not in some poverty-stricken nation, not in the Sahara. No, right here in North America, may God open our eyes and our ears to hear the cry and our eyes to see the need and our hearts to act and to relieve and supply the needs of those who are in this condition, that they would have to eat out of a trash can. Some were driven to stealing. Some are driven to crime because of poverty, conditions of poverty, abuse, and cruelty. God help us, because God is going to surprise us with the simple means that he will use to bring about this last work, when thousands will be brought to Christ. Maybe my prayer is, give me a heart like yours, Lord. Give me a heart like thine. Anybody want to pray with me?
Oh, yes.
Then just repeat it with me. Give me a heart like yours, Lord.
Give me a heart like yours, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Give me a heart like yours, Lord. Give me a heart. Do you think we show kindness to one another as we should?
We are experiencing their hurt and their pain, their suffering and their distress. They look good. Maybe there's a smile on their face, but there's pain and suffering in the heart. So here's where the Holy Spirit can give us the spirit of discernment, but also can give us the spirit where we can reach out to people. Like the old song said, reach out and touch somebody's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Make this world a better place if you can.
Amen.
The thing, certainly the Lord said, if we were kind and courteous and pitiful, that where there is one person responding to the gospel, there would be 100.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a heart like yours, Lord.
Give me a heart like yours, Lord.
Amen.